All the women looked at each other and said, my God, the one-eyed viper? You mean there are snakes in D.C.? I said, yes! Black ones and white ones, both! One of the women said, my God, maybe I shouldn't have put so much perfume on. I don't want to attract them. I said, don't worry. The one-eyed viper has no sense of smell. She said, oh, the poor thing. I said, no, it's probably a blessing in disguise. Because that way he can travel where it reeks, where it's fetid, where it's dank. And he doesn't even blink an eye. He can go downtown where the scenery is brown, all with the same enthusiasm. She said, my God, I had no idea. I said, he's usually healthy. That's why they always call him In the Pink. All the women looked at each other. They clutched their purses nervously. They said, I don't know if we want to get off the bus. I had no idea. How come we don't hear about it in the national news media? How come we don't hear people saying, watch out when you're in Washington. Beware of the one-eyed viper. I said, it's probably a government conspiracy of silence. She said, well, is there any danger of being stung? I said, yes. Sooner or later, in everyone's life, they're stung by the viper. There's nothing you can do. There's nowhere you can hide. Sooner or later, unless you live in a cave, you will one day be eye to eye with the one-eyed viper. So you might as well go out there and enjoy your tour. Don't even give it a second thought. Just then, when the women were at the fever pitch of terror, I dropped to the floor of the bus. And I said, look! It's the one-eyed viper! He somehow must have sneaked on board the bus while I was talking to you. Look, he must have crawled up my pant leg. There he is now, going for me. The women screamed. They said, what can we do to help you? I said, quick, strangle him, strangle him. And this one woman came over and grabbed him. I said, squeeze, that's it. Squeeze the life out of him. Squeeze him before he gets me. Squeeze him before he stings me. Oh. One of the women ran over and said, let me help you, Sophie. Looks like there's room for me. I just went, squeeze, lady, squeeze. That's it. I think you've killed him. Thank you. The ladies went, what's that? Well, I said, like all living things, there's a little incontinence at the moment of death.
That's it, ladies. All right. Well, okay, I'll take care of it from here. Yeah, don't worry. You go ahead. Step this way.
He's Washington's best jock on Washington's best rock.